You know, I was in New York City recently. I was there to see a final rehearsal for a new Broadway show. It's a show about a beach bum who lives on this tropical island. He plays the guitar and he sings for tourists covered in oil.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake.
Okay, maybe that's not the voice you were expecting. Maybe this was.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar song.
That is Jimmy Buffett singing his most famous song. The first version you heard was a dream come true for Buffett, his own Broadway musical. It is called Escape to Margaritaville.
I still can't actually believe this is happening sometimes. You know, it's been a long road.
I was sitting with Jimmy Buffett up in the balcony of the Marquee Theater on Broadway. Down below, technicians were inflating beach balls, which in true Buffett style are dropped on theatergoers' heads at the end of the show. Jimmy Buffett has been going at it since the 1960s. That's when he began as a country singer. But after he moved to Key West, he built a career celebrating that beach bum lifestyle. Back in the old days, he may have really lived that easygoing life. Today, Buffett is a busy multimillionaire. His so-called parrothead fans, some wearing their cheeseburger hats, fill stadiums. Buffett markets everything from blenders to lost shakers of salt. His music, maybe like this Broadway show, is not for everyone. Buffett doesn't just admit that. I think he's proud of it.
I had to have people that understood the culture. There were great writers who write for Broadway exclusively that really were interesting, and I liked their work, but none of them were real parrot heads.
What is the culture? So for people who are not parrot heads, like, how do you define it?
It's just escapism, you know, and it's fun and getting away from the rigors of real life.
That's what you're doing
and
for people.
These days, I think we need it more than ever.
You think there's some rigors out there?
I think people need a little fun.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett has always been about helping us escape the pressures of life, even if just for one night at a concert. The new musical, I mean, it's not very deep. It's basically Buffett and his writers throwing some plot lines into a blender, just enough to get you from one Buffett hit to the next.
What then I had to do was like take a song like, I'll give you for instance, so Changes in Latitudes now is sung by the two female leads.
Yeah. It was lovely. It took a little getting used to because I'm so used to your voice, but it was...
It's like being on the Enterprise and these people that you've written songs about who are imaginary beam aboard. And there they are. They're actors, yes, but this is as close to creating an actual Margaritaville as there's ever really been.
Knowing Rick likes me the way that I am reminds me there's some really good men. Visions of he and I having some pleasure make me want to come.
Who are you making music for?
I make them for the audience. I make it for the crowd, the paying customer.
But make sense of the paradox to me that you are, I mean, a massively successful businessman.
Yeah.
The Margaritaville brand, you know, it is hugely commercial.
Yeah.
Are you a different person if you've gone commercial?
Well, I'm not Ron Popeil, you know? So I can sell you a blender, but I'm not going to sell you a Vegematic. I'll tell you how smart a businessman I am, not... is that I had no idea that Margaritaville could be a business entity because I didn't own the trademark to the restaurant. Some guy in California trademarked Margaritaville as a restaurant.
Before you could
And
trademark?
I can't have the name. Of course, I've tried to buy it back, but he won't sell it.
Is there ever a personal tension there? Like when you see your name over on so many things, like, you know, am I still the beach bum, you know, growing
well,
up?
Well, I am. I think I'm still living the Jimmy Buffett life. I make time. The work to play ratio is, I think, what's important. And it's not a demand for products. It's a demand for a feeling that you need to get away.
But there's this one particular harbor, so far but yet
so near, where I see the days as they fade away, finally disappear.
There's a moment in every concert, and it sticks with me every time you get there. It's when you're singing Son of a Sailor,
yeah.
And you sing I'm Just Glad I Don't Live in a Trailer,
yeah.
And you always say something like, I've been there. And I always interpret that as like you trying to say to people, like, I'm wherever you are, I'm still a guy you can connect with.
You know, it's actually out there. When I wrote the line, it's the fact that it was that I spent some miserable days in trailers in college. We were in a band, and we were living hand to mouth daily, and so it came to the point where we couldn't pay both the gas bill and the electric bill. So we only paid the electric bill, and we spent money on electric blankets, and we lived with extension cords and electric blankets while we rehearsed. That I don't want to go back to. And that's what that line was about.
The seas in my vein, my tradition remain. I'm just glad I don't live in a trailer. Been there, done that, got that t-shirt.
Okay, you made it to Broadway. Is there anything else on the bucket list?
You know, at 71, I'm looking up the road, and, you know, at 75, you got Sir Paul and Mick. I'm watching them because we see each other occasionally. And
they're
then,
like a little ahead of you, so you see
what
happens.
Yeah, and then
like,
80, you got Willie, and at 91, Tony Bennett. So uh-huh. I'm not going anywhere except up that road as long as I can, you know, and I haven't tuned down a half a step yet.
Tuned down happens when that's
you
the first
hit
sign
the high
of your voice
notes.
Is starting
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you're not there yet.
I'm not there yet.
Well, there
no.
you go. Jimmy Buffett, real pleasure.
Thank
Best
you
of luck
so
with
much.
The show.
Hey, thank you for having me here.
Jimmy Buffett, his new Broadway musical is called Escape to Margaritaville, and it opens tonight in the heart of New York City. Parking is pretty terrible in Midtown Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can have parrot heads who are flocking to the show who are thinking that there's going to be like some tailgating space to hang out all day. Where
it's
are they
going to park? It's upstairs. Vertical tailgating.
Oh, nice.
We got the hotel.
Okay.
Why do you think we're here?
All right.